This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. As the black record industry saw Motown getting more and more successful in the 60s, veterans of the business asked why Detroit should have all the luck. Of all the imitation Motowns that sprung up in that decade, probably none was as successful as Money. Rock historian Ed Ward tells us the story of Money Records.
Money Records was the last gasp of one of L.A.'s most famous record empires. The Dolphin Records Group had been in existence since the late 40s, an outgrowth of the Dolphins of Hollywood record stores, owned by John and Ruth Dolphin, far from Hollywood in what is today South Central L.A. The Dolphins had used the name Money before. They had a bewildering number of labels. But it was revived in 1964, 6 years after John Dolphin had been shot to death by a songwriter who said he owed him money. The man behind the new Money Records was the DJ who played records in the window of the Dolphins record stores, Al A.C. Scott, who also managed the stores and had a show on KGFJ. Scott knew the local scene well enough that he wanted to start the label with a proven winner. So when Don Julian walked into the office with some reels of tape, he took notice. Julian had led a local group, Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, for many years, and they'd always done well. Now, Julian told Scott, he'd just been to his sister's house and her teenage kids were doing a new dance, so he'd recorded a song about it and called his group The Larks. The song got to 9 on the soul charts and 7 on the pop charts and started a craze. Over 60 more Jerk songs came out over the next year, and Julian wound up running a record label called Jerk, which was, of course, a division of Money. A.C. Scott was in business, so the next thing was to find an artist who could be developed into a star. 21-year-old Betty Champion from Shreveport, Louisiana, was the one. She changed her name to Betty Swan, thinking Champion brought up unfeminine images of boxers. And best of all, she wrote her own material.
The things come to those who wait, but don't wait too long. Good things come to those who wait, but don't wait too long. Because love is just a merry-go-round. Before you know it, your love will be gone. Now let me tell you a story.
Her first record, Don't Wait Too Long, was a mild soul hit and sold well locally, but it was the follow-up that made her reputation and even broke onto the pop charts.
I never had a love to call my own. I was about to give up, and then you came along just to have your tender.
Make Me Yours hit the top of the soul charts, and now, with 3 hits under his belt, Scott started signing up more and more acts. Bobby Angel was one of them.
I keep on.
Angel was one example of the problems Money faced. He sang a bit like James Brown, and yet the backing track sounded a bit like Motown. Not a good mix. In fact, for a while, Money had a big M on their label that looked a lot like the one Motown used. And, particularly on the records produced by Arthur Wright, the sound was a lot like Motown's, putting a vibraphone right up front, or using that metronomic tambourine.
Good things come to those who wait.
The not-quite-Motown sound made Money legendary among British fans of what they call Northern Soul. But like much of Northern Soul, it sounds fairly derivative to Americans who got to hear a lot more of this kind of music than the BBC ever played. Still, there was one artist that Money signed who would later become a legend. Ted Hawkins was rediscovered in the late 80s living on the beach in Venice, California, and he still had his amazing Sam Cooke sound-alike voice. He'd been in and out of prisons and hospitals before he cut Baby in 1966, and he never really changed. But in 1994, he was able to cut an album for Geffen that made him a star for a brief moment before he died. The rest of Money's stable never really did too well, and although there's a Larks album from 1974, the label was pretty much history by the end of the 60s. Betty Swan went on recording till the end of the 70s, and Don Julian and the Larks were still playing in 1998 when Julian died. Today, Money, and indeed all of the Dolphins of Hollywood Empire, are all but forgotten, except by those crazy British soul fans.
Edward lives in Berlin.